You know, we were praying in there, and it crossed my mind that Jesus said, wherever there's two or more gathered together in my name, there also I shall be. He's here. Believe it. He's here. And we're here for a reason. This week's parasha comes from Genesis 28:10 through 32:3, and it's called Vayatzi. This parasha should be called What Goes Around Comes Around, or If You Do Something to Somebody, Something's Going to Be Done Unto You. Jacob was running away from his brother Esau. Remember, he had tricked his father into blessing him as the heir to the chosen family. He was the supplanter, and he was about to learn some lessons. Esau was mad enough to kill Jacob at that time. So Jacob ran toward Haran, where his uncle Laban lived. Along the way, he came to a certain place where he made camp. He calls it a certain place in the Bible, too. Using a rock for a pillow, he went to sleep. Now, there's a saying that says, a clear conscience makes for a soft pillow. So it seems pretty appropriate that Jacob used a rock, because he certainly couldn't have had a clear conscience after cheating his brother out of his birthright. And he dreamed of a ladder set up on earth that reached up to heaven, and behold, there were angels on it, ascending and descending. Please notice the order of the angels. They were going up to heaven and then down to earth. The angels hang out here. Sometimes people have this picture in their minds of angels sitting up on clouds, dressed all in white, strumming harps, laughing and talking. Not really. They have work to do here. Two cases in point were my dad and his dad, Grandpa Harvey. They're gone now, and I loved them very much, and I miss them. But they were two of the worst drivers to ever get behind the wheel. I was with my dad going somewhere up north of here, and he was talking on his cell phone with one hand, eating an apple with the other hand, driving with his knees, and turning off of Highway 99. We didn't die that day. My dad had his angel with us. With my Grandpa Harvey, he was telling us a story while driving somewhere in his old pickup truck. He was looking at us the whole time, not looking at the road, and turning up an off-ramp onto Highway 101 going the wrong way. We didn't die that day either, thanks to Grandpa's angel. They're here with us, and we need to be aware of that. Sometimes we see them, and sometimes we don't. Personally, I had an experience with an angel that I will never forget. We were fishing on Butte Creek when I was 12 or 13 with my dad, my brother, and a couple of friends. Everyone was way ahead of us, me and a friend of mine, and they were happily fishing up the creek and not paying any attention to us. We were crossing a skinny rock ledge like this, about 30 feet up above the rock, when I lost my footing. We were up above the creek in the rocks and started to fall down to the sharp rocks. I was falling backwards and headed towards the roaring water. I mean, I was gone. I was falling and headed for at least a great injury when I felt a push from behind like an invisible hand on my back, straightening me out and back on the ledge. I've never told anyone about this before. The rest of that day, God and his angels ruled my mind. I didn't catch any fish, but it was a great day nonetheless. Jacob was about to find out what it feels like to get conned. He came upon a well where he fell deeply in love at first sight with his beautiful cousin, Rachel. He absolutely had to have her as his wife, and he bargained with his uncle Laban for her hand in marriage. His side of the bargain was to work for Laban for 7 years. After that, Laban was to give Rachel to Jacob in return. When the 7 years were fulfilled and it came time for the wedding, Laban sent in Leah, his oldest daughter, to Jacob on the wedding night. Well, Jacob didn't notice the difference. He probably had a little too much to drink. Imagine his surprise in the morning. He must have said, "Hey, wait a minute, this isn't right. This is not what the deal was." But his marriage to Leah had already been consummated. It was too late. Luckily for Jacob, it was lawful then to have more than one wife. He dealt with Laban again and struck another bargain with Laban. He was to work another 7 years for Rachel. Now, I've never been able to understand why a man would want more than one wife. I love my wife very much, but I don't have the energy, the time, or the resources to keep more than one. Jacob probably spent a lot of his time with the sheep, but he did spend enough time with Rachel, Leah, and their two handmaidens, Zilpah and Bilhah, to begat the 12 tribes of Israel. The passages in God's word cause us to think. Jacob's ladder is a lesson for us to ponder. Yeshua is our ladder. Through him, heaven has been opened to us. And with his help and his blessing, we get to ascend from earth into heaven. He is the way, the only way. Heaven stands wide open, and now the grace of God is available for every person who believes in the Son of Man. Yeshua is the ladder, the bridge, the door, and the gate to everlasting life. No one comes to the Father except through him, and he has made it so easy for us. All we need to do is ask. If anyone here has never asked Yeshua into his or her heart, any of our pastors, elders, or deacons will be thrilled to pray with you. Just say the word. Lord Yeshua, we ask you, as our shepherd and provider, to keep our eyes and our ears open to the lessons you are teaching us as we study your word. When we learn what you want us to learn, we become better followers of you, and that is our desire. What happened long ago is as relevant now as it was way back then. We are as hard-headed and selfish as our forefathers were. We ask you now to guide us on the true path. You are the way, the only way. You are the light, the only light. Thank you for caring for us enough to come here and give your life so that we may live forever. Amen. Shabbat shalom.